Deacon Robert DeFemia, Deacon Joseph DePiro, Deacon Martin Jots, Deacon Michael Sponzo, Deacon John Devonshack, Deacon Gerald Walton, Deacon George Buskis, Deacon Horace Hamer, Deacon Albert DeHippolytus, Deacon George Krausman, Deacon John Dempsey, Deacon John Crowley, and the wives that have passed this year, Mrs. Marion Sponzo, Mrs. Minot Lou Delahante, Mrs. Mary Roy, and Mrs. Patricia Penanico. I would just ask that we observe a moment of silence and remembrance. Thank you. Now I'd like to, first of all, make a comment, and then we'd like to recognize all those deacons who are this year celebrating certain five-year anniversaries. But before I do that, your programs have listed the anniversary years. There are some mistakes in there. There were some deacons who should be included in the program, but I have them listed here so you won't be forgotten. I just wanted you to know that. I just want to apologize for that error that I made. So if I would like to call the Archbishop forward. He's going to give out pins to those deacons who have special anniversaries from 40 years down to 25. And he will, when I call your name, I would ask that you come forward to receive your pin. If you're only, say, 20 years in, or 15 or 10, you don't get anything but recognize. So celebrating 40th year anniversary is Deacon George Hajar. Is George here? Is Deacon George here? No? It's a shame he wasn't here, because I just wanted to say a special thank you to Deacon George. He has just retired this year from prison ministry. I think he's 80-some-odd years old. Deacon George has, you may not know his story. He's very public about it. But many, many years ago, a son of his, was at a particular tavern in Waterbury, and evidently a fight broke out. And he broke up the people who were quarreling. 15 minutes later, one of the parties came and shot him. And the Deacon George's response to that awful event was to become a prison chaplain, to minister to people who would do such things. If that isn't a concrete expression of forgiveness and God's love, I don't know what is. So I would just like to offer a round of our appreciation to Deacon George. For 35-year anniversaries, Deacon Calvin Kroll, Deacon Patrick Mahoney, and Deacon James Taylor. Not the singer, the deacon. Jim, come on up. Congratulations. Another thing, Deacon Jim has been a great help in helping us with our Courage outreach to Ministry to Gay and Lesbians, and I wanted to thank him for his great efforts in that. For 30-year anniversaries, Deacon Roger Albert, Deacon Domingo Delgado, Deacon Seth English. Seth, are you here? Thought I saw you. Deacon Ed Gerard, Deacon Frank Lahowski, and Deacon Bob Lewandowski. congratulations, Bob, and the rest of the deacons. For 25-year anniversary, Deacon Neil Culhane, Deacon Henry Doyle, Deacon Adam Michael, Deacon Ralph Rosildo, and Deacon Vincent Thorny. Deacon Neil. The rest of the deacons, when I call your name for your anniversary, would just stand in place so you may be recognized. Deacon Robert Byrne, Deacon John Conti. John is not here. I would ask you to keep him in your prayers. He recently had serious surgery. We'd appreciate that. Thank you. Deacon Carmelo Pizzardi, Deacon Peter Klamowski, Deacon Carl Lickwar, Deacon John Lovett, Deacon Barry Skip, and Deacon Joseph Sloan. Congratulations, guys. Thank you very much for your time. 10-year anniversaries. For the class of 2004, we're going to be here for a while. This is a big class. So I would ask you to please stand when your name is called. Deacon James Arena. Deacon Victor Bilboff, Deacon Richard Boucher, Deacon Michael Casella, Deacon Abel Croce, Deacon Ken Kowalski, Deacon Emilio Gonzalez, Deacon Joseph Gazakis, Deacon Robert Magaluso, Deacon Julio Matarana, Deacon Joseph Nazareth, Deacon Art Miller, Deacon Tulio Osa, Deacon James Cabillo, Deacon Dave Reynolds, Deacon Richard Santos, and Deacon Steve Giacco. I want to offer also one other thing. I would ask all the deacons to please stand. All the deacons to please stand. I would ask you to join with me to offer our wives our sincere appreciation for all the support they've given us in our ministry. Archbishop, I'd ask you to come forward. You might want to offer a few words, and I'd ask you to give us the benediction.
I know the
first, let me say how very happy I am to be in your company this evening, and it's a privilege to be able to recognize and honor our permanent deacons and their wives, especially those who are celebrating particular anniversaries of service in the Archdiocese. So I think I can speak on behalf of the whole Archdiocese and all the clergy and people and religious in expressing congratulations and thanks for your wonderful ministry. This weekend, I sent a message to the priests, but it is also one that would apply to the deacons and really to all of us. And that is about the power of prayer, but in a very particular context. Because like you, I read the papers, I hear the news, and we see how very troubled our world is today. You know, in just a few weeks, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the First World War, which was such a great tragedy. And yet, look at our world today, We read about Ukraine, we read about the Middle East, about Africa. We read about disease and hunger and so many of the displacements, religious persecution. And I say this not to discourage us, but simply in what I ask the priest to do, and I extend that invitation to all of us here today, is the power of prayer. You may recall that Our Lady at Fatima, appearing to the children in the midst of the First World War, urged them to pray for peace, to pray for peace at the beginning of the 20th century. And now we need to do the same. I ask the priest to be particularly mindful in the intentions at Mass, to be aware of the kind of things we read about in the paper, and to extend our prayers not just to our own community or our own country, but to always keep in mind those who are suffering and in need and need the help of God. I am reminded of something that Cardinal Meisner of Germany once said, that the possibilities of God begin where human possibilities end. And isn't that really our faith? That the possibilities of God begin where human possibilities end. Therefore, we need to pray. And people ask me, you know, when I got the pallium from Pope Francis, they said he seemed to take longer with you than with the others. I don't know if that's true, but he did talk to me. You know, the rite calls for the Pope to say, peace be with you. So I was ready to say, and also with you. But he didn't say that. He kind of grabbed me and he said, will you pray for me? And I said, yes, Holy Father. But apparently, I didn't sound very convincing because he repeated. He said to me, do you promise you'll pray for me? And I said, Holy Father, have you been talking to Father Bavaria? No, I said, well, I took this, obviously, I'm kidding, but I took it very seriously. I said, yes, Holy Father, I promise. And he gave me a big smile, and that was that, you know. But I mention that because in the context of what I'm saying to you about prayer, that our Holy Father, and I truly know that he believes this, the power of prayer and the importance of us praying for one another. You know, sometimes we can think it's kind of rote or it's tedious or whatever, you know, that does God really hear? Things don't seem to be any different sometimes when we pray. But in faith, we know that the power of God is at work. And as we celebrate this evening together, we know that an important part of the ordained ministry is prayer. You know, the promise that we who are clergy made to say faithfully the liturgy of the hours each and every single day as a serious obligation to offer the prayer of the church, not just for our own sakes or our own prayer life, but to offer it for the salvation of the world and for the intentions of all those who are suffering. So I know the deacons and priests and all of us do many good things, many good deeds. And we think of feeding the hungry, of caring for the sick and the homeless and all those things. And we would not be followers of Christ. We would not be good Christians if we did not. But let us never forget the power of prayer. That the deepest, perhaps, thing that we do, and an essential thing we do, whether we're ordained or not, is to join ourselves to the prayer of Christ for the salvation of the world and for the good of others. So it's in that spirit that I'm grateful for your prayers for me, because like Pope Francis, I ask you to pray for me. And I can only say that tonight I pledge my prayers for each and every one of you, for our deacons, their wives, and for all the people that together we serve. So thank you very much. Thank you. I'm supposed to say a prayer now. I don't know what I'm talking about prayer, but I'm walking away from it. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we give you thanks this evening for the many blessings that we represent to one another and to our parishes and our community, we also pray for the wider world that you will look mercifully upon those who suffer spiritually and materially in the world today. And we ask you to enlighten our minds and hearts to know how we may better contribute to a more just and peaceful world, and above all, to a great rebirth of faith faith in you, faith in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to have mercy, Lord, also on all those who have died, that having lived a life of faith in this world, they may now enjoy the fullness of life in the kingdom of heaven. May they rest in peace.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you all, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Archbishop.
Thank you.
On your way out, do not forget to pick up the list for the CCMC, for the toys and so forth. I will be in touch throughout the year on that. Okay, thank you very much. Yes, General. Oh, yes, and please don't forget to leave your name tags on the table. We know who you are, and we know where to find you.